What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Identify You Podcast. I am Shakira, your hostess with the mostest. Here, I've created a safe space for us to expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. We are identifying who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. And I'm super excited about today's episode and the ones to come, y'all, because it is March 1st. Happy Women History Month, y'all. This year's initiative is a 31-day Identify Her Challenge, and a gang of women, I shouldn't say gang because that sounds real crazy, but a whole bunch of women have come together to identify who we are in Christ Jesus, and I'm so excited about it. If you want to join the challenge, you still can. Head over to Instagram at I Am Shakira TV or at Life Is So Sincere, and you can join the broadcast channel where we have everything in there. But y'all, I'm so excited because you'll be hearing from me for 31 days. Y'all, thank you so much for just inviting me into your space. If you're listening to me via audio, if you're watching video, just thank you. I thank you so much for just creating space and time to listen to what the Lord has given me to share. So without further ado, let's get into it, because y'all know I got a word for you. You know, I got a word, okay? Because God be talking and I be listening. Y'all know I am submitted and committed, baby. So we are going to go all the way back to in the beginning, Genesis. There was Genesis, right? So, but before we do that, we are going to, let me also tell y'all. So y'all know normally I do like a song or quote. Well, for the whole month of March, for 31 days, I'm going to be giving you a song, because I've created a Christian Girls Vibe playlist for my girlies. Because let me tell you, people be thinking that like Christian girls, Christian women cannot listen to good music. And baby, there's a lot of good Christian music that we can absolutely listen to. So I've created a playlist and I'm going to share a song with y'all every single day. I'm not going to be singing the lyrics or anything like that. Okay. But I'm just going to share the song, and you can choose to join the challenge with us and get access to the playlist, or you can just go and download each song. Okay. So today's song is Did It For Me by Jackie. I should have looked up how to say her last name, because I don't want to mess up her name. It's Jackie Legere. I don't know. But yes, the song is Did It For Me, and it's a beautiful song. I absolutely love it. So our verse of the day comes from Genesis. Like I said, we're going to In the Beginning, which is our title for today's episode. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Let's get into it, y'all. Every story has a beginning, and the Bible begins with God. If you have read your Bible before, then you already know that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the plants, the animals. He created everything. He created the universe. He is the ultimate creator. But his most unique thing that he created was human. And we know that everything that God created, he said it was good. It was good. Y'all, God does not have that. Let's just be clear, okay? Everything that he created was good, and it was with excellence. He made the crown of his creation in his own image. Humans. That's you, me, her, him, everybody. God created us in his image. So we are special. We are unique. We are chosen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, he is so detail oriented. And I love that about God, because there is no one else, no other creator as powerful as God. And I want to talk about that, because we need to be clear. It is 2024, and if ain't nobody else gonna say it, I'm gonna say it. God is the creator. I thank God. I honor God. I worship God. Okay? I'm not thanking no universe. I'm not worshiping the universe. Y'all, God is the ultimate creator. And I wanted to share this analogy, and I know it may seem small, but it is going to make my point clear. Elon Musk is the creator of Tesla. Tesla did not create Tesla. So if I purchase a Tesla, I'm not going to be thanking Tesla and trusting that Tesla is going to do what it needs to do. I'm trusting that Elon Musk, the creator, created Tesla to work and operate in the way that it needs to. So I thank Elon Musk, the creator, for creating and being so innovative to create something like Tesla. Does that make sense? I know I said it was going to be small, but I feel like it's very clear. Like, that is the creator of a creation. So just like God is the creator of a creation, the earth, the world, the universe is God's creation. We are God's creation. And you need to know that you were created by God. And he thinks that you are good. He thinks that you are unique. So if nobody else has told you, baby, you are good. You are unique. And Genesis teaches us that the earth is well made. As I said, people are special and unique to God. You were created on purpose with purpose. You are special. And I dare you to start acting like you're special. Receive this word and live your life like you're special. A lot of times we are walking around with shame and disgrace and confusion, not understanding who we are, not understanding our worthiness. But it's time to get out of that. It is time to recognize who you are and whose you are. You were created by God, and he thought enough of you to make you and create you to be as unique as you are. And I want you to know that there's no one else like you. There's no duplicate. There's no carbon copy. No one, not even if you're a twin. Y'all are not the same. Y'all are still different. God uniquely created each of you. And that's the beautiful thing about our God. He has the power to do such a thing. So know that you were created on purpose, with purpose. We are the living image of God. But living in God's image means that we are committed to God's purpose and living according to the commitment. God has created us and he has given us a way to live. He has given us direction. He has given us a manual. That is the Bible. But if you don't read your Bible, then you don't know what's in that Bible. You don't know what God has for you. You don't know the standard. You don't know what's good if you don't read your Bible. A person builds and strengthens faith by living in the image of God, based on recognizing that every task and battle belongs to God. And he will guide you to complete his task and accomplish his goals. When you're not living committed to God, then you're living committed to the world or yourself or any other idol that you've created. And those things cannot help you and guide you in this life. So it is important that we commit, submit and commit, okay, to the will of God. If you want to live to see eternity, then you would live committed to the one who has eternity, who is eternity. And I don't know about you, but I am submitted and I am committed because I want to live to see eternal life. I don't want to live in darkness. I've been there. I've done that. I want to go to heaven. I want God to receive me and not look at me and say, Who are you? Because truth be told, that is what is going to happen to many, 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 many when the time comes. So don't let it be you. Now, our Dear You letter, let's get into it because I know I love this part of the show. The Dear You letter today, y'all, make sure you have a journal. You may need a new journal after this month because we going into it, okay? Now, today's Dear You letter reads, Dear You, remember, you're crafted in the image of God, a masterpiece of divine design. You are a divine masterpiece. Your uniqueness is a testament to His boundless creativity. Embrace your flaws as facets of beauty and strength. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let that truth anchor you, guiding your path with grace and purpose, with reverence, Me. Divine design. Divine means that it was made, constructed just as it is for such a time as this. I thank God for the divine timing of my life. I thank God that He created me and placed me in my mother's womb at the time He did. Because he knew when He needed me. And I want you to know that He knew when He needed you. You are unique. Receive it. And let's go into our I am affirmation. Identify you, identify her. Let's get into it. I am created in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. Believe it, receive it, affirm it. Come on now, y'all. I'm gonna say it one more time because I need us to get it. I need us to know who we are and whose we are. If you need to post this on your mirror, post this by your bedside, post it in your car, post it in the kitchen, I need you to say these affirmations. When you start to have those negative thoughts coming into your mind, when you start to doubt who you are, you need to say, you need to know, I am created in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay? Because you are. We are. She is. He is. But we're focused on her this month. So, y'all, like I said, I'm going to be coming to y'all every single day in the month of March. So y'all know typically the podcast episodes are a little bit longer, but these are just really just quick, whatever the word is that God has given me to share with you all based on the verse of the day. So I pray today. I want to actually pray with you all, if that's okay with you. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you're watching or just, you know, sitting, then please close your eyes and pray with me. Invite God into your presence. Spirit of the living God, Heavenly Father, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you so much for an opportunity to come before you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in relationship with you, to get to know you so that we can know who we are. We thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself because we know that the Bible is the living word of God. God, we thank you that you have given us a manual, a guide on how to live according to your word. God, we thank you for the women in this community who are participating in this challenge, whether it is in present, current time, or they will listen to this later. God, we ask that you just cover every single woman. Lord, we ask that you continue to pour into her whatever she is pouring out on a daily basis. Lord, comfort her and guide her and direct her footsteps, order her, align her. Father God, I come right now to rebuke and renounce the spirit of comparison. I rebuke the spirit of comparison. I rebuke the spirit of comparison. There is no one like me. There is no one like her. Lord, we don't have to compare ourselves to anyone because you uniquely and divinely created us. Right now, I come to rebuke and renounce the confusion and identity for those who are struggling and battling and trying to figure out who we are. I rebuke confusion in the name of Jesus because we know that you are not the author of confusion. Father God, I come before you right now to rebuke and renounce deception in who we are and who we belong to. The biggest trick of the enemy is to deceive us, to try to deceive us and trick us and take away our identity, trick us into believing that we are something that we are not. So I rebuke right now the spirit of deception. And Father God, I ask that you seal this word. I ask that you carry these ladies throughout this month. Help each and every one of us to identify who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I do have journal prompts for every single day, but that is a part of being a part of the challenge. So you have to go and be a part of the broadcast channel. And like I said, you can get there through Instagram. Also, I'll put the link in the description, in the podcast notes, in the show notes. So join us on this challenge. I am praying for each and every one of you. As we continue throughout this month, y'all, let's celebrate each other. Let's celebrate the women who have come before us, who have opened doors and paved a way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for women. We are magical and we are so much better when we come together. So if you've enjoyed today's podcast episode, please go on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, we have video. Go to YouTube. I am Shakira TV.